commercial, I mean.
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay. But do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Creative thinkers. That's what we are in the WFHR sales department. This is Steph Schmidt. Give me a call at 715-424-1300 to find out how WFHR can help your business excel.
Pass it on. This time of upheaval is causing me to look a little deeper inside myself, looking for some goodness. And this is what I've found. I'm more aware of my neighbor's well-being. I'm saying thanks to those who help keep my life as normal as possible. My mail carrier, my grocery cashier, my delivery person. I find myself caring about others instead of just looking out for myself. And oh, my goodness, does it feel good. Goodness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, we'll see partial sunshine to start. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers developing with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance for rain, a low of 39. And into your Saturday, still a chance for some scattered showers with highs up to 54 degrees. Sunday, a slight chance for a shower into the afternoon with highs right around 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neck of the woods, it is 51 in Stevens Point, 50 in Marshfield, 55 in Wausau, and 54 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone, for this April 23rd, 2021 edition of the show. It is 10:32 on the clock, and your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're joined right now by our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We have Raza on the phone with us. Good morning, Raza.
Good morning, James.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to
hear. Weather's warming up.
Yeah, we can't complain. Mother Nature's being pretty nice to us today. And honestly, let's be real. With the past couple months we've had, if it was 40 out there, we'd be happy right now. We'd be as long as the sun is out, we're in pretty good spirits. And we're in good spirits around here because we love any chance we get to talk to our family center. We appreciate so much the work that you guys do over there. For those that don't know, Raza is the one of the violence prevention specialists and advocates over at the Family Center. Did I get your title right there, Raza?
Yes.
Have you had things added on to it since the last time we talked? Or
No, thank you. It's long enough.
Yeah, right. But it is, it's hey, and every word in that sentence, though, is earned because you do such good work and such vital work for our community, and we appreciate it so much. And especially the time, you know, for those that we've talked about this throughout the month and everything, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we're just talking about those subjects and things like that to get people more aware of it. And one of the things that I enjoy so much about these conversations is that in 2021 that we're having these conversations with raised voices, that this is not a hushed conversation we're having in the corner, that we're being able to talk about these things with everybody and bringing these things to light. And one of the things we're going to talk mainly about today is dating apps and safety and that sort of thing, Raza.
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, as we know that there are increasing numbers of people who are using them to meet someone online, and there's so many apps to meet those different needs and preferences of the daters, and unfortunately, there are dangers come with that. So it's important to talk about it because we know that there is increase in dating app-facilitated sexual assaults, so... again, that's kind of a prevalent topic, especially when we're talking about sexual assault prevention, and just trying to make people aware and give them safety tips and how to avoid those kind of things from happening.
It's one of the things that I didn't know much about. I know dating apps. I know a lot of them from commercials and things like that. I hadn't done a lot of homework on them because it was never really my thing. But my sister and I got talking the other day, and it was interesting because she knows I'm on the board at the Family Center, and we got talking about this particular subject, and I didn't even know we were going to have you on. This was a weekend or two ago. And we were talking about this, and she was saying, you know, Jimmy, you kind of got to have to do your homework on these things if you want to really talk about them. And she was so right. And so I start looking through these dating apps, and the first thing I see is safety precautions that people are recommending for certain apps in particular. And I was kind of taken back by it. I'm not naive. I assumed that some of these cowards out there that take advantage of people and that sort of thing would use dating apps, but I did not realize how prevalent that is and how much it stretches, not just from teenagers, but to people, senior citizens even. The whole age range is wide out there for this.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, I am going to more focus on the just the dangers and just kind of what comes to dating and avoid any, let's say, sexual assault, if it's possible. But there is such things as scams or catfishing as well, where people create fake profiles and target victims for abuse or fraud, financial or just, like I said, meeting someone and assaulting them just specifically. So there's so many different, I guess, bad things can come from what meant to be good, you know, people meeting.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too, that I appreciate you saying that, Raza, too, because one of the things that I came away from that, I'm a romantic, so to me, I wanted to meet somebody in person and everything. I didn't want to go through a dating app. That's why I didn't look at them much. And then I do this homework. I look at these things, and the first 10 seconds I got done after doing my homework, I was like, wow, I don't want anything to do with those things. But then I started thinking about, I've got a couple of friends out there that met through one of those dating apps, and they couldn't be happier. They've been together, one of the couples I'm thinking of have been together over 10 years. And I know another couple that have been together about 3 or 4. They're going to get married. A lot of people meet this way. I don't want to scare people from using these things. We just want you to be smart. We just want you to be prepared for before you even sign up for the app and everything, doing your homework and being a little more prepared.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. I mean, my both brothers met their future wives online, and they're very happily married. And, you know, I found a statistic online that 39 couples who met online in 2017, I mean, they got married.
Wow. That's cool. That's great to hear. And especially, you know, heck, over the past, we got a pandemic going on. It's really the only way people can meet new
exactly.
people is online and this sort of thing. So we don't want to take that away from anybody. We just want you to be as feel confident and safe when you're doing these things. So when it comes to that, let's start right there, Raza. Before you even sign up for this app or download the app or anything like that, what are some things people should know?
Again, it's, you know, different people looking for different things.
Yeah.
Are they just, you know, for some hookup, let's say,
right.
or it's a long-term relationship. I know most of the people would want to be safe, doesn't matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, you know, I guess I can share a few tips. First of all, protecting personal information as much as possible. Not even using your real names, passwords, pictures, let's say that you're posting on different social media sites, because those can be traced. You know, you put those images online and then they can come up in, let's say, Facebook. And that person already, you know, if someone has some bad intentions, they can find who you are and where you are, let's say. So just being very mindful of what you are putting on your profile. So that is really important. Then, you know, you search and Google yourself. What kind of online footprint you have yourself, you know, is there something you can remove, some kind of information? Again, at some point, that's important to know. Avoiding suspicious profiles. Let's say there's one picture and it kind of looks too good to be true. It doesn't mean, you know, it's fake, but then again, if there's minimum description, again, that can be very, very suspicious. And you need to look for apps that you can block users or report them, and even looking what apps, different apps use to prevent and keep you safe. You know, that, like you said, doing that research ahead of time. And then once, you know, you want to move, obviously, on the phone maybe, so use free phone number. There's so many apps you can download free numbers that you can use just for that purpose, you know, so nobody can trace you to that phone number. And video chats, and do those profiles and information and pictures match to the person, you know, you're speaking to? You know, that is, again, a very smart way to go about it. Of course, to do research on online before meeting someone. And once you decide to meet, be in charge of your transportation. Do not rely on your date, like, oh, you know, I'll pick you up at this place and then, you know, go somewhere. No, that would be the best if a friend, even if you do not have your own vehicle, ask a friend and, you know, trusted person that can get you there and pick you up. Again, meeting in public place. Telling friend, family member, where you're going, what is this person's name, and putting a locator. Some apps provide the locator on your phone, but I think it's nice. There's so many locators that you can, let's say, let your friend track you for that night. Only for that night, let's say. And, you know, friend can then see, you know, like if you're supposed to be in this place and all of a sudden, you know, app is directing or going somewhere on this locator or whatever, that's right there, you know, red flag, and can be prevented. And then sharing too much personal information. And, you know, at some point, if you decide, okay, this person is not for me, but then you shared so much and this person says, you know what? If you stop and if you don't give me certain favors or things, I'm going to tell, or, you know, using it against the person. And especially what comes to explicit images, you know, that's, again, if you don't do this, I'm going to send it to all your coworkers or, you know, your parents. And, you know, unfortunately, teens get on these sites as well. Even, you know, most of the sites require, or as far as I know, all of them require to be at least 18 years of age. But, you know, how hard it is to put you 18 and you not.
Yeah, almost every one of us were doing things we weren't supposed to do at 17. Yes, we're all adults here. I think we can admit a lot of that. There are so many great points there. Roz, I don't want to interrupt your flow there, but I there's a lot to digest, so I want to touch on a couple of things there.
Absolutely.
One in particular that you kind of, you touched on this a bit and everything, but one of the ways that these people really, they thrive on shame, on us being afraid to share information. We oftentimes, especially when it comes to dating in general or you know, reaching out for that, we keep that personal. We don't share that information with a lot of people. I know I personally, I don't like my business in the streets any more than anybody else. But when it comes to this process, it is important to share with friends, you know, hey, I'm joining this app. And you know, and then as you carry on in that, hey, I met this person, share those stories, share that information. For one, you never know what another person, what their experiences are, and maybe they can tell you, hey, don't do this, or hey, you know, they may have some information you didn't know of. But it's also important for the things that Roz is saying there, where once you get, hopefully, let's say you get to a point with this person that you want to meet, or you want to start sharing your personal phone number or something like that. It's important to let your friends and family know about these things so that they can help keep tabs on this situation along with you. Having an extra set of eyes never hurts. One of the biggest factors that I wanted to make sure we got a chance to touch on today is something that you were getting towards here and there. And it's so important, no matter what the situation, no matter how good things seem, nobody should be asking you for money. Or trying to guilt you into giving them money. Because oftentimes these people are good enough at what they do. They don't ask you for money. They just give you a sob story. They just tell you how horrible their living situation is. Most of them go to the landlord game where, oh, my landlord's going to kick me out if I don't have $1,500 or something like that. That is the definition of red flag. That is a red flag right there. I'm sorry to anybody who's in a rough situation out there. I've been in them. I know what it's like. But if they're sharing that information with you, more times than not, they're not just venting. Maybe there are people out there that are just venting, and that's one thing. But let them vent, but don't offer them money, and don't offer money. Don't offer money under any circumstance whatsoever. Maybe they're a good person. You'll find out eventually. If they're a good person, they'll give you a chance to find out. They'll hang in there. But no situation should you be offering money or giving money to people.
I could not agree more with you, James. That is such a good point, because if it's genuine, a relationship someone wants to meet, that's not going to happen. They're going to portray themselves in the best light, even if, let's say, they have financial situation or something like that. They're not going to ask complete stranger to give them money unless this is the goal in the first place.
Right. And that's the way you filter these bad ones out, and hopefully you can meet the good ones. You know,
oh,
and
absolutely.
All this information is there to kind of help you do that. Certainly, again, not to scare anybody away from this stuff. If you're curious and want to try these things, we want you to be able to try them. We need more love in the world, so we want you to be in happy relationships and everything. Just being careful about it. Just being smart about this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just amazing how many apps, and I know I'm a little bit sidetracking here, how many apps are just directed people like after 40 or 50, after 50, or parents with kids, you know, just tailoring.
You're so right.
To, you know, to meet those demands, someone who understands what's going on. But like I said, you know, we've all good, there's bad,
right.
Unfortunately.
For all the research I do and all the well-educated I am on many, 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 many different subjects, I am so lost when it comes to this. I had no idea. I thought I understood, oh, there's Match.com, there's this one. You know, I knew the big heavy hitters and all that. I do my homework after talking to my sister, and I just Google this, and I was literally blown away by how many dating apps there are out there. You're not kidding, Ross. There's like an app for literally everything. Any specific thing that you are, you can find an app for it. And that's all the more reason why it's important to have these conversations and to share this information with people and let people know that, you know, to be aware of these things, because there's that much more opportunity for these, you know, cowards, these scammers out there, whether it's scammers or it's people looking to take advantage of you physically or mentally or something.
Financially.
Yeah, they're out there and they're on all these different things. So it's important to keep your eyes open, but you don't have to completely shut your heart down. You can just open up your eyes and be, you know, certainly aware of some of this stuff.
And, you know, I want to touch sextortion, you know, when someone is trying to blackmail or coerce someone with the purpose of extorting sexually explicit images or money or sexual favors, because they can say, okay, I have these images of you, and if you do not pay me, I am going to post them. This is a big one, and a lot of people, even if they, like, not even sure that what's out there, pay ridiculous amounts of money to these bad people. I'm sorry, there's no way of calling them.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, for example, there's FBI investigations going on and things like that. Like when people get, let's say, emails and they are told that this is what we have about you. And, you know, like, yeah, maybe there was a secret camera, let's say, somewhere put, and now they have these images of me. You know, you hear this, the horror stories all the time. The reality is FBI would say, you know, do not pay anyone anything. You know, you come to FBI if this is what's the case. Unfortunately, I do not have phone number to call them, but if someone...
you Google it, it's not hard to find. I did just for the heck of it, just for this topic, because, again, this is one of the bigger ones, especially when we talk about young people.
Absolutely.
You know, first, think before you hit send. Please think before you hit send. Think about it. Give it 5-10 seconds at least before you hit send, and think about what you're sending and the big picture, not just this moment, but years from now, months from now, that kind of thing. But also, maybe even more importantly, because everybody does these kind of things. I even did this kind of thing when I had a cell phone and stuff. And I was you know, I think about that stuff, and even I did. And I probably have regrets or what have you. But don't let anybody try to play on your shame, try to shame
Absolutely.
You or anything like that. Say you do this and they get that picture and they try to blackmail you. don't give in to them. Don't give them power. Go to the FBI. Go to your officials.
Police. Anything.
It's not only certainly most importantly to do for your own self and your own self-worth, because you deserve it, but you're doing stuff that's going to help other people too. You don't, for every person that comes out, there are two, three, maybe even probably more than that, that won't come out and won't bring out this information and bring these cowards to light. Mm-hmm. The more people that do, the more we can take care of these people and show other people out there that there's no shame in this. This is something all of us have done. Everybody has, you know, could be that person being taken advantage of right now. So don't let them win. Take away their power, because that's their power, is holding this over you and everything. So turn it around on them. It's something that is in your power, to take back that power.
Absolutely. You nailed it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Roz, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I hate doing that. But we've got to get to a commercial break really quick. When we come back, we'll go ahead and have talk some more about this subject, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll take this quick commercial break. Be back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320 WFHR.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care. Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, we'll see partial sunshine to start. Do pick up a chance for some afternoon showers developing, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, that chance for rain, a low of 39. And into your Saturday, still a chance for some scattered showers with highs up to 54 degrees. Sunday, a slight chance for a shower into the afternoon with highs right around 50. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It is 51 in Stevens Point, 50 in Marshfield, 55 in Wausau, and 53 here in Wisconsin Rapids, where you have Morning Magazine. We're joined now by Raza from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Raza is a violence prevention specialist and advocate over at the Family Center, and really appreciate the time today from you, Raza.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anything we haven't gotten a chance to touch on that you'd kind of like to start with?
Kind of the last thing, what comes, that we know that the most common substance used in sexual assault facilitation is alcohol. So anyone who decides eventually to meet, I guess, with a person and they go for a drink. I know it's very hard with social distancing, but there are still places. And just watch, let's say, how many drinks. And what is your limit? Because I heard so many victims saying, you know, I just had one drink, and all of a sudden there's blurry, dizzy. So obviously something was put in the drink. So, again, just do not leave your drink unattended. Things like that. And the most important thing is trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, that is probably because something is just not right.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, it's the safest to leave the situation.
Yeah.
So this is kind of would be the biggest thing at any point. Trust your gut.
You're hitting on something that I try to bring up whenever I have an opportunity to, almost any subject, and I can't think of maybe a more important subject to bring it up for. We have in us, this is all science, everybody. This isn't just a gut feeling or anything or something I'm just winging. I've done a lot of homework on this subject. And going way back to our Neanderthal days, we have in us instincts to the fight or flight instinct. And as we've gone on as human beings and everything in this game we're playing of life, that's toned down. We don't have to, our survival instincts don't have to be what they used to be. We don't have to worry about dinosaurs coming by and swooping us up or anything like that. But one thing that has not faded is our gut instinct. That is still there. And 9 times out of 10, if not 9.9 times out of 10, when your gut's telling you something, it's right. And trusting that gut instinct is so important in life. There's going to be times where maybe you're off, maybe you're wrong, and you're going to be thankful to be wrong. You're going to be happy to be wrong. You're going to be more thankful that you trusted your gut.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
It's one of those things that I don't know where it really comes from in life, but every human being seems to have this where we second guess that all the time. And I'm not sure why it's like that. I've read some really, you know, much smarter people than me with degrees all over their wall that don't know necessarily why we get to this point, especially as adults, where we don't listen to that voice more. But it's important to. It very rarely will steer you in the wrong direction. And if anything, it's, you know, to me at least, it's not too bad, especially what we're talking about here in the beginnings of a relationship and everything, to be a little hesitant, to be a little on guard. There's no harm in that necessarily, as long as you're not holding back too much and not giving yourself a chance to live. You know, you hit on this earlier about sharing too much personal information right out the gate and everything. You know, this is one of those, this goes hand in hand with that a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you want to get to know, you know, and let that person, the other person, to get to know you. But then, again, it's one step at a time. And what kind of information you're sharing?
Yeah.
You know, is it safe? If someone can use that against you. It's just simple as that.
I always thought a great icebreaker is, you know, telling people, saying my social security number off the top of my head to show off a little bit that I haven't memorized. That's not a good idea. Don't do that, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm trying to lighten things up a little bit and everything just to keep make you laugh a little bit, Raza. But that is not a good idea. Don't do that. Don't do that kind of thing. You don't have to share that information. You don't have to share overly personal things necessarily right out the gate. If both people are genuine and both in it for the right things, all this stuff will come in time. Stuff will happen. You just got to let it happen in its own natural way. Some of these things we, you know, and I think a lot of us have been in this situation where, especially in this past year, you know, well, we've seen the numbers rise of people, you know, getting into marriage faster and those sorts of things because people don't want to be alone. So we tend to share a little bit more early on or that. And that stuff will come in time. Just got to let it happen in its own natural way.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, it's just the best way is just to think it's this information can be used against me.
Right.
You know, in the way that, let's say, I don't like. You know, if you tell, I have friends, I work this and that, you know, there's really not information that anyone can use against you.
Yeah.
But if you start disclosing bad things or things that very deep and someone can use those vulnerabilities, let's say, against you, that's not good. That something can be used against you, let's say. If not many people know about it, you probably shouldn't be telling someone on your first date.
Even in the beginning of a relationship or at any point in any relationship, love never involves anything that's going to make you feel wrong. Feel like that gun instinct start raising its voice and shouting at you, hey, this isn't right. Love will never put you in that situation. It's important to kind of come back to that, to listen to that gut instinct. We've got about a minute left, Raza, because the time flies by. Is there anything you wanted to touch on we didn't get a chance to?
No, I think you did such a good job summarizing everything. So, yes, I just want everybody obviously find that happy ending and just being safe while doing it. That's, I guess, my hope for everyone.
Well said.
Being smart about it.
Yeah. And Raza, I was just piggybacking off of you. You are so good at what you do and everything. You've set me up to where I can't fail at this. I want to thank you again, all of you over there at the Family Center. You know, as we're wrapping up April and everything, remind people that this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. To be educated, please be a good ally to survivors out there and reach out to the Family Center if you need them, especially with donations or anything like that. We always encourage those things. You can call them at 715-421-1559 for any questions you might have or any donations you're able to give. And you can always email them, communications@familyctr.org. But if you need the Family Center, we got your back. We're there for you. Their crisis line is available 24/7 at 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Raza, again, say hi to everybody over there for us, please, and we hope you guys have a great weekend.
Sure. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take care. Again, a big thank you to our friends at the Family Center. Big thank you to Raza in particular. Thanks so much for joining us today, Raza. And I want to thank Jennifer Cummings, RN, with the Aging and Disability Resource Center for being with us as well. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Paused last week because of rare blood clot concerns. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
I do think that there's plenty of people who are interested in the J&J vaccine, if just for convenience, as well as for a single dose option.
Well, CBS's Dr. David Agus tells us the vaccine is likely to get the green light.
My opinion is today they will release the J&J vaccine for the country. There will be a warning on it so doctors and patients are aware of what to look for so they can treat this abnormal blood clot early. And we're going to be back safely administering this vaccine, hopefully by the end of the weekend or Monday.
European regulators.